treat life as a sprint. Don't forget, we're talking about the language of time. The language of time is success or failure. If you are going to succeed, if you are going to speak the language of time, then you must see life not as a marathon, but as a sprint. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, God waited and waited. Nobody was going to speak. So he marked his own script. It is good. It is very good. It is not spirituality to score yourself low. It's not spirituality. See all that I've been doing. I think I'm a failure. I don't even know. I've tried and tried. It is not spirituality. It is stupidity. To never see anything good in yourself. You're not speaking the language of time. Once in a while, after you have run in the race of life, pause and say to yourself, you mean we made that CD? That's not bad. Don't wait for people alone to applaud you. You to slot in the CD cross your leg before a glass of wine and call yourself by your native name, you tried. That is how to speak the language of time. Stop scoring yourself low. Look at me. You've gone to this gym. You've cut down on this and cut down on that. And yet you have gained some weight. You look and say, I think I look like a pig. Who says? You're not speaking the language of time. The language of time is success or failure. So, choose to speak the correct one. Life is not a marathon. It is a sprint. Once in a while, just pause and salute yourself. Once in a while, just pause and rub yourself on your back. Once in a while, just pause and give yourself a treat. You know, 2 Sundays ago, or is it 3 Sundays now, September 8th, our marriage turned 29. Amazon and I just checked ourselves into Oriental in Lagos. My daughter had gone ahead to make the bookings. When we entered the room, I have it on my BB. When we entered the room, they had decorated it, oh my goodness, with balloons, heart shape, 29 inside. Everywhere you could see, they were celebrating. Wine was there, you know, and all that. We're pastors, anointed, yes. Going to heaven, yes. But while we are still on earth, we needed to give ourselves a break. Now listen, no church member remembered to do that. We did it for ourselves. Pastor, if you wait for church members, they are too busy looking for money, how to pay their own school fees. They can be fantastic when it's your birthday, it's this, it's that. But once in a while, understand that it's not a marathon. It is a sprint. And then we got to the bathroom. They had filled the bathtub to the brim and flower love with candles. You saw it. It's there. When last did you do that for yourself? You kill yourself. You send money to this one, send money to that one, send money to that one. After what? They will still kill you with their mouths. There's some people, even if you cut your head, they can't be pleased. God forbid, if you die, life will continue. And they will look for another person. Life is not a marathon. Life is a sprint. I told the ladies yesterday, and I want to say it to the whole house now. You are a human being. B-E-I-N-G. You are not a human being. You are not a human being. B-E-E-N. You are still in process, in progress, being, present continuous. So don't kill yourself. If you make a mistake, I'm still a human being. You are not God. You have not arrived. You are still, you know, it's being cooked. It's being processed. It's being, ing. I studied English, so I know what I'm talking about. It's present continuous. When you, the day you die is the day you have become human being. Being. Number two, some people see life as a party. P-A-R-T-Y. Here you call it party. I'm an African to the core. Party. If you see life as a party, your philosophy will just be catching fun. And you will never be responsible. You will not be taken serious. You will not be disciplined. You grab all the money, you finish it, you spend it, pim, and then your eyes are clear. Waiting for manna to drop again from heaven. Life is not a party. It is not. Not at all. I want to run now. Number three, if you see life as a race, we have the race of life, but if you see life as a race, your philosophy will be speed. You will be so impatient with yourself, with the Almighty God, with everybody, because you want to go and catch something. Wisdom is the balance. There are times when life comes to you, poses itself as a race, you need to run, that's true, but it is not every time. Sometimes you don't have to be in a hurry. Take it easy. That is why God, in his infinite wisdom, he makes opposites to get married. When the woman is, the husband will be the stabilizer. And sometimes it is the other way around. God is so awesome. He's so wise. Do you notice that God allows us to forget things? If not, all of us will be mad by now. Can you imagine? If you have to remember all the names of the teachers that taught you in primary school, all the names of your schoolmates, secondary school, nursery, all the names of the people you have ever met in life, by now your brain will have burst. So God decided that, look, there are things you must remember, there are things you should not remember, just to keep us in shape and in balance. Number four, some people see life as business. If you see life as business, your philosophy will be profit. If you look at everything from the perspective of business, you will lose God-sent relationships. You can't make up for me except you collect money. You can't help me carry my bag except you collect money. People you should have helped and you should have blessed and they should have given you what money cannot buy. You demand money. Profit. Everything is money, 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 money. That's not what makes you a success. At the end of the day, you will have the money, but you will have lost a lot of things. I read a cartoon one time ago. I'm sure it was a joke. One woman put it in her will when she died. She was 70-something or so, and she was never married. She said, when I die, I don't want any man to take me out of the church in my casket, because when I was alive, they did not take me out. There are people you need to take out because you will need them when you die. On your way to the top, on your way to success, there are people you need to help. If you see life as business, everything is business, business, business. Excuse me, how much? How many hours? You will lose. There are some aspects of life that you must see as business, but it's not everything. The language of time. Number five. Don't see life as competition. That's how some people see life. If you see life absolutely as competition, your philosophy will be winning, 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 winning at all costs. Even when you are playing Ludo, you must win. You know, some people just love attention. When they go to a wedding, they must be the bride. When they go for naming ceremony, they must be the baby. When they go for funeral services, they must be the cops. They are so attention driven. Everything must be around them. Around them. It's a sickness. Life is not just about winning. Sometimes you lose. I am being real with you. Sometimes you lose. When you were getting married, you never imagined that you and your husband will quarrel and you won't speak for 2 hours. You loved him too much. The only sugar in my tea. You are the everything. But now you quarreled. Life is not about winning. Sometimes you lose. I'm being real with you. Sometimes you lose. When you lose, dust yourself and move on. One day, Jesse Duplantis was preaching. He loves to move around the altar. While he was preaching and demonstrating, he fell inside the drum set. He fell down while he was preaching. You know what he did? He just continued there. He said, you see, this was the same way it fell that day when, you know, he turned it to style. Stood up, sat on something, as if he deliberately fell. And the following day, one woman walked up to him. He was to take another session. Sorry about the fall yesterday. The man said it was part of the message. It was part of the drama. You must learn to turn your losses to drama. Don't die of hypertension. No, life is not just about that. You must learn to speak the language of success, which is the language of time. Number six. Some people see life absolutely as battle. If you see life as battle, your philosophy will be warfare. The devil is not omnipresent. I tell people, if every morning you must bind and loose your car, every demon inside the throttle, every demon inside the brake, that car needs help. It's not the devil at all. I'm sorry to say this. There's a particular church in Nigeria. Everything must be fire. If they climb what we call Okada machine, you know, what do you call it? A motorcycle. And you need change. They need change. You know, the man says, I got my change by fire from you. Everything is fire from you. What? What? Please bring some water. Everything cannot be fire. Life is not fire. The devil is not omnipresent. Some people are too suspicious. Every little thing, they're suspicious. Jesus said, as I drink this water, you will enter my body and enter my sister. And enter my soul. Everything inside it in the name of Jesus. If you will just use that time to praise God. I sanctify this water in Jesus' name. Father, I just give you praise. Since you have time, please just use it to praise God. Suspicious of everybody. Suspicious. You come to church, Lord, this seat, in case the person that cleaned it when they came used to be a cultist. I pray the blood of Jesus upon it. They cannot trust anybody. Anybody. Everything. If it's not warfare at all times. Life is a combination of all that I have mentioned. Sometimes it should be a party. Sometimes it should be business. Sometimes it should be warfare. Balance. That is the language of time. The language of time. See life from these three major perspectives. Number one, a privilege and not a right. Life is a privilege. It is not a right. You are not alive because you are young. Or because you are educated. Death is not a respecter of degrees. Life is a privilege and not a right. Same thing with time. Time is not a right. You don't have the right to any time. It is a privilege. Many years ago, when I was turning, my husband was turning 50, and a lady, you know, took me to a store outside London to get some stuff. We were in the cab and she looked in my direction and said to me, "Ma, many people have come from Nigeria and they have been a blessing to London, but a great percentage of them messed up. Please, this is your season. Don't disappoint us." That word has not left me. About 9 years ago. Please don't disappoint us. Many Nigerian preachers have come. We've trusted them with the pulpits, and they have abused us. They have messed us up. Some have slept with our church members. Some will be calling our church members, sending emails, and collecting offering. Please don't disappoint us. The reason why we keep bringing you is because over the years we have noticed that you are different. That word has not left me. Everybody has his or her own season. I cannot be young forever. That's the truth. A time comes when I can no longer preach. I can only prophesy. Pastor Chris, the Lord bless you. But that one will be deeper than what I'm saying now. By that time too, his own head too will have been gray. And some of you will just be coming up. We're not going to die young. But nobody lives here forever. Everybody has his own time. Life is like a script. All of us are on the stage. God is the script writer. You may be on the stage now. Act your part before the lights are out. Because once the lights are out, you may be acting, but nobody sees you. One Nigerian preacher went somewhere, preached and preached and preached. They gave him time. Is enough. Time is enough. Time sent message. Said, nobody can stop me. I am anointed. I must preach. He just found himself facing an empty hall. Vacant hall, nobody. He did not know that the stage was automated. So they just pressed the button. The stage just carried him like this. Jesus, yes, all of you. Where is everybody? His time was over. Nobody can correct me. I am the boss. I am the leader. I am the mentor. I am everything. Only God is the I am. Each time you say I am, it is borrowed. It is borrowed. The only one that is allowed to be proud is upstairs. The one that does not look up to anybody. Everybody looks up to him. He's the owner of I am. He's the only person that should say, I am. It's just that for lack of words, we use it sometimes. But each time we say it, we borrowed it. Life is a privilege. It's not a right. Number two, life is not a gift. It is a loan. Life is a loan. It is not a gift. One day you will give account. In the book of Luke chapter 12, in verse number 19, the rich fool said, Luke 12:19, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Then I eat, drink, and be merry. You know the story very well. Man, you know, God blessed him. It was harvest time. He pulled down the barn. Pulled down. He said, just feel it, feel it. And then he said, my soul, enjoy. God said, The seed, okay, yours. The harvest, yours. The barn, yours. Very good, but the soul is mine. Take the harvest, but give me the soul. Life is a loan, it is not a gift. If my son, Pastor Benga, comes around and says, Mom, I need £1,000. Please give it to me as a gift. He takes it and then he goes back to school. But if he sends me an email and says, Mom, I want you to please give me a loan of £5,000. This is how I'll be paying. Even though I'm his mother, if I want him to last in life, even if I reduce, I must let him pay. I must let him pay. You can't go to the bank, take a loan, and then the bank is asking you, and you are praying in tongues. Prison is waiting. Same thing with life. Life is not a gift. It is a loan. You are here and one day you will give account. Be conscious of time because God has allowed time to put treasures on your inside. These are the things that will help you to unlock these treasures. Your treasure is different from my treasure. We only met here on earth. And if Jesus tarries, we may not go the same way. We may not. In the evening, I'm going to share a few things with you. Because some people, they want to unlock the treasures, but there are things that just won't let them. There are things. How can a woman be 47 and she's not married? And she's beautiful. She's got treasures on her inside. The president is on her inside. She's supposed to give back to a pastor, give back to an engineer. But something is hindering her. She wants to unlock. There are treasure stoppers. And this evening we will stop them. Yeah. Number three. Life is an assignment based on trust. Life is a privilege, not a right. Life is a loan, not a gift. Life is an assignment based on trust. I'm alive today because of my unfinished assignment. Nobody remembers failures. Can I ask you a question? Apart from Pastor Abby and Pastor Chris, please, how many of you can mention the names of the 10 spies apart from Caleb and Joshua? The names of the 10 spies. What? This is a word church. You can't remember? But what about the names of the 2 spies I even just mentioned now? Nobody remembers failures. Nobody. Not even the 2 children. They were not taught in Sunday school. The names of the 10 spies. 1, 2. It will have become a nursery rhyme now. No teacher. Not in school. Not anywhere. But Joshua and Caleb, you are on assignment. That's the language of time. You are on assignment. You are on a mission. There is something about your life. Something was attached when you were coming. Those of you that are nursing mothers, get it right. Fathers, don't give your children any kind of name. The names you give to your children reveal their missions on earth. As his name is, so is he. Nebal is he and folly is in him. We have 4 children biologically. Each of them is dedicated to something in the kingdom. Something in the kingdom. When we had Oluwagbemiga, we named him that because we noticed that in our lives, since he came, since his arrival, we've been moving up. And we dedicated him to kingdom treasures that he will finance the gospel. Each one. As you breastfeed your child, speak the future into the child. You're an assignment. That child should be an assignment. On an assignment in your life. Please, stop having children every year. I got married 29 years ago. You just got married. In fact, now I told them in church, when we are joining you now, we will ask you, how many kids do you want to have? Don't have more than 2. If by divine mistake, 3. It's getting tougher to raise children. Don't let the generation of your children curse you. It's getting tougher. It's not enough to just have children. Every year you are pregnant. What's your problem? You have boys, you have girls. Hermaphrodite must be the next one now. I close by saying this. You must succeed in your spiritual life. The language of time is heaven or hell. Revelation chapter 20 tells us, and if your name is not found in the book of life, you may succeed here on earth. The language of time is heaven or hell. And heaven comes under success, and hell comes under failure. That's what the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast to the lake of fire. Is a failure. That's what it means. You must succeed in your spiritual life. Hebrews 9:27 it is appointed unto men to die once, after this the judgment. It doesn't matter what pastors are preaching now. Heaven is real. Hell is real. You must give your life to Jesus. You must succeed in your family life. Women that are married, please listen to me. I don't have the time. I have a lot here. You must succeed in your family life. As a single lady, don't just marry anybody. Marry with your assignment in mind. Marry with the consciousness of time. Marry. Not just because the man is a 6-footer, not at all. Marry. And there are things, indices you must watch out for. If somebody tells you, I love you, and that man is doing some whatever behind, there are things that we show. If a man loves you, for instance, you're living in a whatever, the man will always call you. When a man starts to tell you that, I'm busy, that's why I've not been calling, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Even if you live in Africa where there is no network, the man will still buy you a phone. And he will say, you will use it when network comes. There are ways by which a man expresses. Be careful. If God has been warning you, you're having this spiritual tummy upset, don't go ahead. A broken relationship is better than a broken marriage. Those of you that are married women, please listen to me. I'm still going to preach this message, but let me say this. Every man is like a masquerade. That's the title of the message. The more you see, the less you respect. Naturally, every man is like a masquerade. That is why if you are blessed with a man that has unmasked himself, you must treat him well. If not, he will return the mask. Crying, tear is universal. Don't let anybody tell you that men don't cry is a lie. Men cry, only that they don't cry the way women cry. Men cry. There are tears that don't drop. Men cry. I can show you from scriptures. I don't have all the time today. When your man, your married man is speaking, because we're speaking about the language of time, men too have their own languages. Success or failure is what we're talking about. The reason why many marriages fail is because of this. The man is crying, but the woman is laughing. She does not see it. When your husband, for instance, stays alone in the living room, pretending to be reading, and the light is dim, you too, you can tell that no correct human being can read here. You know what the man is saying? Even though he's not speaking, I am lonely. And some of you will still go there. You are still there. See me. Meet me at the top. Meet me. Meet me. You are good. And the man is speaking, but you are not saying. When your husband begins to celebrate you less than he used to do, you notice that means that he's becoming insecure. You are flaunting your victory too much. You are telling him, I am more successful than you are. Every man is like a masquerade. He will cover up again. You must succeed in your marriage. You must succeed in your family life. You must succeed in your career. You must be wealthy. And if you're going to be wealthy, there are at least 9 areas where you must sow your seeds. I have in my notes, not today. You must be a seed sower if you will succeed. Time is speaking. May time favor you. May time do you good. May your head be lifted. Rise up on your feet today in the name of Jesus. Raise your 2 hands to God as if you want to receive something. I stand upon the authority of God's word today. And I decree that whatever has been spoken against your destiny, let it be rubbed off in the name of Jesus. Today I declare victory over your destiny. Today I declare grace that we speak in high places in the name of Jesus. Today I command that yokes be destroyed over your lives in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. There's someone here. I'm so sorry to say this. Someone is against you and is a member of your family. God said to me right now, except that person repents, he or she won't see Christmas. I'm I'm not praying. I'm just telling you what God just told me now. And because you are good to that person, because you don't know, my God, you're good to that person, but that's the person delaying your life. Because you have made the mistake of stepping into this sanctuary today, I decree that evil arrows go back to the senders. In every aspect of your life, you will succeed. Every spirit of delay, I curse it in the name of Jesus. I push you to your destiny. I push you to your purpose. I unlock the treasures on your inside. In the name of Jesus. You've been crawling before, start walking. You've been walking, start running. You've been running, start flying. You've been flying, start soaring. Your mates will not leave you behind anymore. I decree it and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Everybody put your hand on your tummy. That's the center of gravity. Every treasure on your inside, come out in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your purpose. And all shall be well with you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.